A very warm welcome to this week's Bromsgrove and Droitwich Standard podcast, where I'm pleased to be joined by Gemma and Andy Cartwright from the Pride of Longbridge Rally. Hi, both.
Hiya.
Hiya.
And it's good. We've got sunshine out the window. You told me not to say anything because we don't want to jinx it. But last year, of course, we had to move it to Low Hill Lane, didn't we?
We did. Madness, really. At 6:30 in the morning, when we was doing the site visit with the council, as we do every year, we decided to open up the heavens, but not with rain. A lovely bit of snow.
So there we are. And people labelled it the best cancelled car rally there was ever.
Yeah, absolutely. We still had the love and the care and the passion, which was amazing. Had people from all over the world attend and the local community. And they pulled it down as the best ever cancelled show.
And we had the vehicles there. And there were, it was probably more appropriate, actually, because it was right outside the MG, wasn't it? MG factory. And it was actually where it was in the heartland of where a Rover once stood, wasn't it? So it was kind of, in a strange way, it was more appropriate there. But
yeah, and it felt good as well, because obviously when things get cancelled, it takes a year to organise next year's event. Literally at the end of Pride of Longbridge for 2019, we were planning 2020, and there's so much things that happen behind the scenes that Andrew and I have to do, and other volunteers, that people don't realise. It's literally just not a turn-up event. You have to get permissions and everything like that. So yeah, to actually have people still turn up, it's brilliant. And also the nice thing was, people weren't, you know, there was hot tempers saying, you should make a second, you know, second venue. There's no way I could organise two venues that can have up to thousands of people attend, so that's madness. So people appreciated what happened.
Yeah, but to me, it's Pride of Longbridge, because it is in Longbridge, and everybody who comes in their car always wants that famous picture right outside the queue gate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had Rovers, Maestros, Montegos, Metros, Minis, of course, Minis. Yeah. We'll get onto the Mini in a minute. We've got Minis, all those brilliant cars, MGs. And, of course, 60th anniversary of the Mini this year. So you've got a few special surprises planned?
Absolutely. We've got 60 years of the Mini, which is brilliant. So we've got things going on throughout 2019 for the Mini. On the event, we've actually got a marquee, which is Mini Memories Marquee. And if you go in there, if you've been worked on the Mini, owned a Mini, drove a Mini, been a passenger in a Mini, any memory you've got, come along, pop it down. We've got a young person filming it for us, and we want to make a nice little slideshow.
There is something romantic about the Mini, isn't there? The Austin Mini, not the modern one. The classic Mini, and obviously the Italian jobs helped. We've got, and then they're just beautiful little cars, aren't they?
And good old Mr. Bean, let's not forget Mr. Bean on his armchair. Yeah, absolutely. The Austin Mini, you know, the Longbridge Mini, the classic Mini is always in our hearts. And yeah, you're right, it changed fashion. You know, so iconic. I'm so super proud of our heritage. You know, it's an amazing car and it's still on the road, which is amazing. And on Saturday, you'll see some that are being worked on, but you'll also see some immaculate ones, better than the day that they came out the showroom as well.
Mm. So we've got 10 till 4, isn't it, on Saturday, Coughton Park.
Yeah.
And we've got quite a big week for Longbridge, haven't we? Because we got the flight shed, haven't we, on Friday?
We did have the flight shed. They've just cancelled.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we'll tell people about that another time.
Okay, we'll tell people about that. Well, we'll put that on hold. Yeah. But we've still got loads more. How many cars are you expecting?
At the moment, we've got over 1,000 signed up. We always get a lot more, but so groups, individuals attend. You don't need to be booked to come. It's a free event. Come along. An amazing day. We've got vintage cars there as much as the modern day cars, and it's a day to celebrate the pride of our heritage.
Yeah. I went to Marks and Spencer's this morning, and there's cars all parked there now, so there's people there that are in the hotels now.
Yeah, we filled all the local hotels, so how great are we for supporting the local economy?
Indeed, yeah. So not just any cars there in the Marks and Spencer's car, but Longbridge made cars. Andy, you took a group of school children, and Gemma as well, didn't you? A 90 school children from Rednall Hill Infant School. We got that going in this week as well. They were shown around the MG factory, and you said there was a lot of enthusiasm there.
Well, there was a lot of enthusiasm from, you know, the questions that they asked, like, how do they do this? How do they spray the car? Obviously, we had the people there from MG that can give them more, advice than what I can. But the thing that I liked was some of the children coming up and saying, do you know my granddad, John? He worked there 30 years ago. Do you know my uncle, Bill? I said, I don't know him, but, you know, perhaps, you know, there was a part of, as long as there was a part of the factory, they'd be proud. They was really lovely, the children.
I think Gemma summed it up before as well, haven't you, with the, you said like people would give wedding invitations out on the track and birthday invitations, and it'd all be done on the track. at the end of the day, it's good to work with people you like, because you spend more of your waking hours at work than you do at home, don't you?
Absolutely. And actually, the factory at that time was the only community in Longbridge, if that makes sense. All the rest was isolated. We never used to work together very well or communicate together really well. So the other thing about Pride Longbridge is not only have we done things about the heritage, but we've pulled the Longbridge community together. We've helped set up third sector groups. We've done funding, writing bids, all different workshops and stuff. So Pride Longbridge is much more than one day a year. We do things throughout the year. And going back to the children, what was lovely was MG South Centre hosted us. They let us do what we want. Literally, Andrew and I, we've got a good partnership with them. But also SAIC have come involved this year. They're bringing sports cars and stuff. So, you know, it's a great chance to let people know they are still at Longbridge and they do things with us in the community.
Yeah. I think we'll have to get a Bromsgrove Standard MG next. Yeah. What do you reckon?
I do. Let's get it all labelled up. With the good old Pride of Longbridge sticker,
yeah,
of course.
Pride of Longbridge and Bromsgrove Standard. Sorry, Andy, what were you saying?
Okay. I just think it's nice to see that the children want to come there. I mean, the teacher said, as soon as we said, like, we're going to get... Oh, I want to go there. And like I say, just the stories they say about the granddads, their uncles and that. But Roland, I want some more schools there. I want all the schools in Longbridge and Northfield to come and see what the factory was about, because it's our
Bromsgrove people can come as well. Bromsgrove, all around the local area, because there will have been a lot of people in Bromsgrove, Redditch, everywhere who worked at Rover, wouldn't
they? Yeah. So, you know, we are looking at planning to do that. Andrew and I are the organisers for those visits, aren't we? Yeah. So if they want to get involved, get in touch with us.
Yeah, we'll get those details on the website and in the paper so you can do schools visits. What else was I going to say? So you have people coming from all over the world. We had a lovely Dutchman I spoke to last year. He'll live long in my memory. He got a Rover 400 or something, and you just can't imagine. Like, people used to moan about Rover 400s over here when they came out, so he loved it. But Andy, put you on the spot.
Yeah.
What car would you have from Longbridge if I was to buy you a class? I'm not going to do it. I haven't got a surprise. But if I was to give you money for a classic car, or anyone was to give you some money for, what would you have?
I think I'd have the Mini. I think it's British. It's like a red post box, isn't it? It's like seeing the Queen on a stamp.
Yeah,
that's what it is to me.
Yeah.
But it was made in Longbridge.
Brilliant. So we've got that. We've got Austin Ex-Apprentice tent as well. You've got bits where, areas where you can meet former workforce. Andy, you said you met someone who I met a guy that I hadn't seen since the collapse,
an Asian guy. I see him now, and he's coming again. He's bringing his children and that. He's going to, you know, I've always wanted it to be about the community. It is about what come out of the factory and that. But the community means a lot to me, and it means a lot to Gemma.
Yeah, so the workers' tent is one of the most important tents there, because quite a lot of ex-workers say to us, oh, they only use that day. That's the only day that they get back with their old chums. So there's it's a gazebo, meet there. Hopefully you might bump into somebody that you know, or if not, you can leave your details and we'll try and trap them for you as well. You know, it's one of the most brilliant days. It brings the community, the ex-workforce and the car enthusiasts together. There's not many shows that do that.
No, and we must say as well, for people in the local area, be mindful that the roads will be clogged slightly, and there will be like hundreds of thousands of cars. Yeah. But it is one day a year. It's a celebration of heritage. Looks like we're going to have the weather. Get your family down there. Teach them all about it. They'll be able to learn loads. I mean, even talking to these people who've restored the cars, you can learn so much, can't you?
Absolutely. That's one of the loveliest things in your heart, because the ex-worker said, oh, I worked on that, to the enthusiast, and the enthusiast speaks to him and says, what did you do? How did you do it? And when you, as an outside person, you step back and listen to that conversation, it warms the cockles of your heart.
So,
and then you get somebody come up to you and say, I'm from the Belgium.
Car club.
Yeah.
Come all the way from Belgium to show their cars.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely immense. And also, we must mention as well, we want to know when that Mini's coming back on the island, the floral Mini.
Yeah. Well, good news is Pride Longbridge are project managing that with the Parks Department in Birmingham, and it is coming back. It'll be back for 2020. We've got plans that we can't really say about because we're just waiting for confirmation of the funding, but I promise you Pride Longbridge are leading on that. We're bringing our heritage back for a formal and permanent place to be in our hearts.
So we've got loads to look forward to. Yeah. So I hope it all goes well. And I'll
ask a question.
Yeah. He hasn't got his mic on. He's got a razz round.
Is this about all cars that were built at Longbridge in the past?
Yes. Yeah, so it's all cars that are linked to a Longbridge past.
Right, okay, then I want to know about the Allegro, the most ugliest, disgusting car that was ever invented. What's that all about? You don't get any Allegro people.
Well, I just need to say, we've got a full Allegro club coming. You're very welcome to come on Saturday. And you can take it out with those. We do, we've got...
But the local vicar, Colin Cork, who's written books on the factory and the history, has got an Allegro.
Has he?
Yeah, we've got lots of Allegros. Every car is celebrated, even though it might not look like the one you wanted.
And the Maxi.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, everything. We have Austin 7.
Oh, no, that was a vile car. The Princess was a vile car.
Don't worry, the reason why Longbridge isn't there.
Yeah. It's you going forwards.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I won't go.
No, the maybe you just saw the Allegro in the wrong colour.
Yeah.
If it's in a shimmery purple, you might like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are some great shimmery cars.
This Allegro that the local vicar's got, I'll tell you what, it's just like it's come
off. You'd fall back in love.
What colour is it?
It's orange.
Orange.
I love orange, actually. Yeah. It's my favourite colour.
It is amazing. Honestly, when you look at the cars, it's so lovely because you have like the vintage cars that come along and they're chugging along and they're struggling in the queue, bless them, but they still come along. Then you've got the younger generations and it's just a common ground of love. Yeah. The feeling in your heart's unbelievable. When you're standing there marshalling and you see the first picture of the first river of cars coming over the hill, I can honestly say it takes your breath away. Mm. I said, you just look and you think, my gosh, look what our community does.
Mm. Good.
It's amazing.
Because I had a Mini.
Yeah.
I did have that. That was my
you
first car.
You can send Gem your Mini memory.
Yes, yeah. Send me your Mini memory. Beth.
No, you don't hear it, because it was like the floor was rotten and you could see through to the road.
That is a good Mini memory and a normal one.
That's why there's so many people restoring them.
Yeah.
And like Gemma said, a lot of them look better now than they did when they come off the truck.
Absolutely, they do. To see somebody say to Gemma, look at this, you think, wow, they're unbelievable. And I do, you know, we are the biggest car show or car meet, however you want to rephrase it as, to ever hold the MG. We should do the Guinness Book of Records, actually, because we are the biggest in the country that hold the most each year of one brand of car.
Can you buy cars there? So if you like somebody's got, you know...
Yeah, for legal reasons, we're not allowed to sell parts and stuff there, but people can put up for sale signs in their cars, which they do, and then they organise that after poll. So, yeah, you can. The new MGs are there with the sales team as well.
So how much would an original... top-notch Mini go for then? Roughly.
I really, really don't know. There was one on the other day.
It would be more than what it sold for when it first came out, no doubt.
We've got a car that comes, a 6R4, and that's worth 350,000.
Mm. Oh, what? A
6R4. It's like a Metro Mega one. It's amazing.
Oh, right.
Super. I'll show you the photo. Mm. But that's worth 350,000. So.
It's like steam trains, you see, because steam trains was when they were just the normal mode of transport, you could get a steam train for a few pence or whatever for a rail ticket. Now, if you want to go on a steam train, you're talking like 60 to 80 quid for a luxury. It's a luxury now.
Yeah.
And it's the same with these cars, isn't it? They're worth more now than when they were made.
Well, that's when it starts. See, as soon as all these cars are on the field, they all go around and look at each other's car. And one might say, oh, I need an handle for an Allegro. Oh, I've got... So they've become a club that all, you know, they'll pass on parts and stuff like that.
Also, isn't it big business now where you don't really need to do that?
You're loud enough.
Sorry for the listeners who were just swivelling the microphone around.
Sorry.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I think it's big business now where you use these older cars in TV sets and things. I bet there's a lot of that goes on.
Yeah, so we get like phone calls to say, oh, we need, say, a Maestro or we need a Rover 200. Can you put some links? So we literally put it on our poll and they do. We had, a few years ago, the AA advert. There's a gent that comes and he's modernised his 75. It's got two ends. So you've got two steering wheels over side, so there's no boot. So the boot is another front of the car.
Oh, right.
And that was used on the AI car, yeah. And then we have people like Russ Swift, who's an amazing gent, he puts the cars on two wheels and stuff. He's very passionate about Longbridge cars. So yeah, they literally phone us up and say, Jen, we need this, we need that. We put it on Pride de Longbridge. And then one of the enthusiasts gets to take their car and have it used in a show.
Oh.
Yeah, so yeah.
Any big films?
They used it in 007, didn't they? We had a few classics in 007. I noticed they were down Emmerdale, Coronation Street. They started to come back there. So, yeah.
Midsummer Murders.
Absolutely.
Was it?
Doctors.
Yeah.
Doctors is always a great one for Longbridge.
Was it John Nettles? Who was the guy who... There was one of them who actually had a Rover 75 because he used it in the show and he loved it that much that he went and got one himself and drove it around normally because he thought it was such a good car.
You know, they've had a lot of rap around them, but they are brilliant cars. And, you know, actually, when you get into that car and you smell it, it reminds you of your area. You know, Longbridge used to have a certain chemical smell, a certain leather smell, noises. When the beep went off, you knew to clear the roads because they were full of Longbridge workers. So it's all part of that goes into the heart of this event. It's amazing. Yeah. We link up with the senior age group homes. Meadow Rose down the road, they let us go and do projects in there, and there's ex-workers in there, so to get in their stories, you know, they've got dementia, but actually they remember their Longbridge heart. So, yeah, it's just more than a day. Well, just unique, thankfully. It's a unique day. Very rustic, you know, cars parking, then we all speak. That's literally what happens. But it's, you know, it's just amazing. I had a text this morning at 7 o'clock. Jem, just to let you know, the Germans land tomorrow. You know, we've got a German group coming over. So it's just, isn't it, Tristan, you've been there?
Yeah, it's really good. And what's that quote by the factory? Isn't it about the heartbeat? What is the quote?
What I say about...
No, there's actually a sign, isn't there, with the quote about the beating of the factory.
The beating of the hammers. Yeah,
We slept through the beating of the hammers. That's it.
Did you see Hugo?
Yeah. I go, yeah. I don't live far from there, do I?
There must be food and drink.
Yes.
There is food and drink.
Lots of cars involved and drink.
Not alcohol.
No.
Not alcohol. Olive oil.
And he still goes.
Yeah. I'll stop off at the Black Horse.
Afterwards. So there's food and drink there. There's local crafters there. So like, there's a lady that sells her wax melts. There's a lady that sells Pride Longbridge merchandise for us. We've got Fast Aid. They come every year, bless them, a local charity, and they man it for us for our, for our first aid. They're amazing people. And of course, this year, we'll be remembering Andy, who passed away earlier this year from Fast Aid. He was a great gent. And he used to come to Pride Longbridge all the time, so we'll be remembering him as well.
That sounds like a great day.
It is a great day. It's really rustic. Everything's on my shoulders because I'm the main organiser of it. But you know what? Once you've parked your cars and you look around, you just think, this is amazing.
That's it. And like I said, the conversations you hear, because people wanted to light candles, ring wreaths and the death of Rover. And why? You know, let's celebrate what came out of
absolutely.
It. It gives people money, jobs for a long, long time. Sadly, you know, there's that MG are trying the best that they can, but
they're still there.
But honestly, the conversations that I've had with people, you know, Andy, I loved it there. You know, I wish my son could have worked.
All daughter, Andrew Cartwright.
Oh yeah, all daughter. but it was so big. I mean, people don't realise. You know, 24 miles of track.
So it was bigger than a small town, really, a small village or town.
10 times the size of Wembley, you wouldn't believe
it,
would you? And
doctors, dentists, if you needed
fire,
bereavement, you could, there's some spaces to go, it had its own fire crew.
So all this organising then was a hell of a lot of organising all year. So you must, come the day after then, you must be on a right downer.
We breathe. So what happens is you get Pride Longbridge done. Obviously the most annoying thing that we can't control is the weather, and people say, why don't you just move it? Well, English weather isn't movable anyway, is it? Could have it in August. I've known so many carnivals that get cancelled. But it's to recognise the collapse, and that's what it has to be done in April. No matter what happens, something has to be done, because we had lots of people and lots of friends who, sadly, they've broke up from their partners from the stress of it. Andrew had other people that we knew. We went to funerals that we never knew about that committed suicide from the stress of losing their job. So it's a chance for their families to come as well and see the great that their relatives done. So it's more than, you know, that's what I keep on saying to people when they say, oh, why don't you just do it on blah blah day, or why don't you just take it somewhere else? We can't take it somewhere else.
Wouldn't be the same, would it?
No, sadly, the same, those who made it collapse chose to do it in April, and that's what we have to hold on to.
but we do get supported from cars that come from Cowley, because they've got that
connection,
that Rover connection, so that's nice to see as well.
We're super proud of it, aren't we? Like, it's hard work, more hard work than what people realise, and it's quite funny, people think it's a free event, but yet they think you make millions on the day, and you just try and work that one out as well, but hey ho. But and we've got good support. Birmingham City Council really value how honest we are, and we do everything they ask us to. We follow all their safety guidelines to the point where they've asked us to go other parts of the city and help them set up different groups when they've got groups going on, teach them good practice. Mm. You know, my first ever Pride Lounge that I organised in 2006 was illegal. We did not get any like licences or insurance. I just thought we could just do it. You know, I literally woke up one day and said, right, we're going to organise a rally on Saturday. And we had 500 people turn up. Now it's just unbelievable. And the emotions can be quite high. And then they settle down. And you just, you know, it's just amazing. You can have a 92-year-old gent telling you, oh, I worked on this. And now we've got apprenticeships at MG sharing, you know, sharing good practice. And we've got ex-workers still at MG. I think that's really important to know. Mm. You know, MG South Centre at Longbridge is still open. Let's get people back through the doors and see what we're doing. Yeah.
And like I said earlier, that's why I like the schools to come in, because I want the next me to be, you know, and somebody's enthusiastic as what me and Gemma are, 100%.
Yeah, and the questions that the children asked on Saturday was amazing, wasn't it? But the nicest thing was that SAIAC, who are based obviously in Longbridge, come up to us and said, one of those could be our future tech designers. And that's what's done there still. One of those could be our apprenticeship. Mm-hmm. He said, this is brilliant. We want to get more involved. So it opened their eyes. Normally, we take 30 children. When Rednor Hill Infant says, yeah, we're bringing 90, I was like, oh, okay. But you know what? It worked really well. They were so beautiful. Yeah. That school, you know, the children were a true credit to that school and our community. They all had manners. They didn't touch what they couldn't touch. They were so interested. And don't forget, they never knew what our heritage was about at all. They weren't born when it collapsed. So they were amazing, weren't they?
There was one lad there who said to this MG guy, he goes, do you know what MG stands for? He said, of course I do. I work there. What does it stand for then? He said, Morris Garages. So he, you know what I mean?
Researched it before he came.
I didn't know that, did you?
Yeah.
I'd heard it at some point, I think, in a pub quiz.
Oh, you've never
Do you know what I do love as well, Tristan? Because the sign of the MG badge, this lad said, oh gosh, what was it, OMG?
OMG.
And even the designers were like, gosh, we never thought of that. We could have used that, you know.
Oh yeah, that was probably advertising campaign.
That was probably going through a lot of people's minds in the 14 years ago, OMG, wasn't it?
Definitely. Absolutely. So,
But yeah, no, they are fantastic cars. And we will see so many between 10 and 4. Yeah. So we'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah.
We'll take loads of photos. We'll be covering it online. Might do a bit of Facebook Live as well. And we'll give it some great coverage.
Brilliant. Thanks for coming in. Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone.
The Bromsgrove Standard Podcast with Tristan Harris.
Let's have a look at some other news now. And ambulance crews saved a patient in Droitwich after 5 cardiac arrests, and they've been recognised with an award. Can you believe that?
5? Are you kidding?
5 cardiac arrests. It happened in November. And we must point out as well, the ambulance service will be thanking, they'll pass on their thanks to the bystanders. Because what must have happened is the guy or the person has had a cardiac arrest. The bystanders have got to work with the help of the call operators from West Midlands Ambulance Service. They've managed to keep him alive till the paramedics have got there. And then we've got all these paramedics. We've got John Fryer, Lorraine McHugh, Michelle Adams, Anna Bereka. They arrived quickly and gave advanced life support. And they secured ROSC, which I didn't know what it was. It sounded like a theatre company to me. But it's the return of spontaneous circulation. So they got his heart going again, got him to hospital. I must say, there was 2 call handlers as well, the operators, who obviously taught the bystanders through the CPR. And then, when they've gone back, it was Portia Harris and Milind Carday. They were the ones who helped the bystanders. The paramedics, being the kind-hearted people they are, went back in hospital 3 days later. The person's sitting up in bed, having made a full recovery. Good after 5 grief. Cardiac arrests.
Can I ask how old the person was?
It doesn't say, actually. It doesn't say. But, yeah, they were awarded a chief officer's commendation. For their efforts. So it just shows.
So they should at all.
If you get the treatment quick enough, that's what they say, don't they? That's why
they're around when
that's why there's so many defibrillators about, isn't it? Because if you get the help you need immediately.
I saw a defibrillator the other day down when I was walking home. And, you know, the big yellow machines, aren't they, on the wall? And somebody had got a black pen. Mark and crossed off the phone number. You know, there's a code or something that you have to... And somebody had done that. What is the mentality of some people? A, incredible.
The mentality, and B, you know, I mean, there's just no gain for that. Nobody gains from that.
No, but somebody could potentially lose, though. You know, I mean, that's incredible.
It could be the person who crossed out the number.
Yeah, that would be an
that would be
irony,
karma, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
which,
absolutely.
We don't wish that on anyone. But well, that. Now, we've got a few congratulations this week because there's been some fantastic stuff going on. Bromsgrove's 6th Cats Hill Scout Troop, right? They've become the first scout troop in the country to spend a night at the spooky Steelhouse Lane lockup, and you know the old police station in Birmingham.
Oh yeah,
it was a police station between 1891 and 2016, so over 100 years, and it's now been obviously the Peaky Blinders and all sorts have been in those cells.
Oh, that's the sort of thing I'd love. I'd love things
love
like that. Yeah,
you can do it.
I'd love to go to an old prison like Alcatraz or something.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you can do that. You can actually book tickets to stay overnight in Steelhouse Lane lockup.
Now that's what I do. Never mind you, what's on in Bromsgrove and stuff. I'll go to somewhere like that. I'd go to a prison.
You could
prison
write us
overnight.
A feature. We could probably get you some tickets as a feature.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that
say
good.
If you hear any spooky noises or whatever overnight, like a kind of what.
Mrs. will be pleased. Get rid of me for a night.
Mm,
yeah.
She'll have the telly for once because I know how you like your telly.
No, we got two.
Oh, you got two.
Oh yeah. Right. She watches her silly soaps, and I watch the rest.
Got some more congratulations as well. We've got some great stuff going on for the Primrose Hospice at the moment. There's a guy in Bromsgrove called Sean Price, and he's had dreadlocks for like as long as everyone can remember. I think it was, I think it's like, he's grown, he had to grow them for 2 years, and then he's had these, he's 27, and he's had them removed. He's raised £230 by having his dreadlocks removed. And he says the strange thing is people pass him in the street now who he knows, but don't recognise him because like, they just don't see him without his dreadlocks. So that's a good story. And then we've got another company as well from Stoke Prior who dropped in on the Primrose, and they've actually given up a day to paint the hospice. So that was good.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Well, let's give them a mention.
Excellent.
Excellent. Don't start the old Easter puns yet. It's Bennyman Limited, based in the Harris Business Park in Hanbury Road, Stoke Prior. So well done to all those. And let's have a look at the sport.
Did he score?
He didn't score, and they've dropped points now. You know, we were talking about optimism last week.
Yeah.
So Bromsgrove were 2-0 up at home to Barton Rovers, who are in mid-table mediocrity, and the opposition scored 2 goals in 2 minutes.
No.
So they threw away a 2-goal lead. Josh Quainer and Richard Gregory got the goals. But that now means they're 7 points behind with 4 games to go.
Well, never mind that. What about my bet?
Oh, yeah.
I'm more interested in my Cowley bet. Come on, Cowley, get your shooting boots on.
And I think, I don't know, I think they've playoffs is
blown it now.
Yeah. But the good thing is if they finish second, they'll be in the playoffs. But they'll be top, because they're top of the playoff pile, They'll get home advantage in the semi-final. And I think, I can't be sure, this is what Ben thinks, our sports editor, they'll get home advantage in the final. I mean, they get to play the final at Sporting. So, and to be honest, I was speaking to Ben this morning about this, and I thought, well, you know, what if they were going to get this beforehand, they'd had 2 or 3 promotions. At the start of the season, they probably would have taken this. We spoke about it last week, didn't you? Because you asked, how were they seen this season? And I said it might be a consolidation one. But I think they'll take this to get a playoffs. And who knows, they can go up for the playoffs. Mm. So, and Droitwich in a similar situation. They lost 3-2. They don't normally lose, do they? They lost to Bromyard Town. Brad Burgess and Jack Allerton got on the mark for the Saltmen. But they're firmly in the playoffs with 4 games left. They'll be in third place. And they've got Tipton Town tonight, so good luck to Droitwich Bar. And all that's left to say really is make sure you get yourself to Pride of Longbridge.
Hang on a minute, we haven't done the Cowley bet for this week.
Oh yeah, the Cowley bet.
So who have they got this week?
That's a good question. We're going to have to start. You've caught me out now again.
We are not going to start this again.
No, so we're just doing that, just talk amongst yourselves.
Right. Come on, Cowley. I don't know who you're going to be playing this week. Tristan, who's
it doesn't really matter.
He's done his research. He'll tell us in a minute.
Yeah,
but I am going to go for the. He's going to get a hat trick. He's got to get a hat trick sometime. I'm saying it every week. So I'm going to go for a Jason Cowley hat trick. And
Cambridge City. Yeah, Claire is on the mark there with that.
There you go.
She's quicker than me on these.
Grief.
And it's 3 o'clock on Saturday. They're at home as well. Let's see where Cambridge City
was. It about
are.
A month ago you were laughing at Ben, who didn't know the.
I was laughing. Yeah, I've been caught out before though doing
absolutely.
The Redditch one with that.
So who are they playing against? Sorry,
they're playing Cambridge City.
So you're going to go for how many?
I'll go for a brace. I always go for a brace.
Right, I'm going to go for three for Cowley.
Three for Cowley. And Cambridge City are 11th in the table.
Oh, well, I'm going to go four then. No, I'm going to stay with three.
I'm going to go for two on the mark. And one from Richard Gregory. So there you go.
Can't we get Cowley on here? Because we need to grill him, don't we?
Yeah, we could do. Yeah.
We'll get him on one day.
What was I going to say? Yes, so we've got the Pride of Longbridge Rally, as we've discussed. Did you have many? Have you had any Longbridge built cars? Minis, Rovers,
I
MGs?
I had a Mini.
Yeah.
That was my first ever car, a Mini. And I had a Maxi. Remember the Maxis?
Oh, yeah.
I had one of those as well. Is that a Longbridge one? Austin Maxi?
I think it will be.
And that's it. My dad had an Allegro. No, he didn't. No, my neighbour had an Allegro. Because he used to take me and his son swimming, and they were disgustingly vile cars. They weren't.
I mean, some people like them, because as you'll see, if you go to the Pride of Longbridge on Saturday, there'll be like rows and rows of Allegros and Maestros and everybody's Metros and
MG Maestro. I had. And, yeah. Now that was my best car ever. Yeah. That was fast.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a marvellous car.
They're looking for, as we mentioned, they're looking for. Don't forget to send your Mini memories in, because it's 60 years of the Mini this year, so all the Italian job romance and stuff, get that.
Oh, that's the car we're talking about here.
So you can get the details on our website and in the paper about where to send your Mini memories to, because they want to compile a big list. There we are. So it's time to cross now to Claire for the entertainment.
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivant with this week's What's On Guide.
Thanks, Tristan. Once again, we've got some fun things happening this week in town. My name is Claire Bullivant at the Bromsgrove and Droitwich Standards, and these are my top picks of things to do and see this week in the Bromsgrove and Droitwich areas. And I'm very lucky to have Ian Hanley, our producer, joining us this week to talk about all the fun things to do.
You're the perfect guest. Yes, and you're always trying to get me to go to these places, and you haven't succeeded yet, but you will do one day.
Well, let me start off on Friday the 12th of April. How does this sound? Are you a Phil Collins fan?
No.
Are you not? Genesis? No. Oh, that's a shame, because on Friday the 12th of April, we've got Phil Collins fans all over coming to Genesis Connected, coming to the Artrix on Friday night. This is a tribute show celebrating the music of Genesis and those biggest selling acts connected to them, Peter Gabriel, Phil Collins, and Mike and the Mechanics. Apparently the show has an incredible mix of material. Sledgehammer, you've got to love Sledgehammer, song.
I do.
In the Air Tonight, You Can't Hurry Love, The Living Years, they'll all be played. The frontman, Pete Bullitude, is not only an incredibly versatile vocalist, he's also a truly gifted drummer like Phil Collins.
Now, I was going to say, Phil Collins, now, if he just played drums all night, I'd go there. But I think his vocals are boring.
Apparently he's like one of the best in the world, isn't he, at drumming? Like nobody really knows this fact about him.
He gave it up to play, to sing.
Amazing.
Well,
you can expect this show to include the iconic double drums element as featured on every Genesis and Phil Collins tour ever. And you can find out more about it at genesisconnected.com and get your tickets quickly for Friday. There's also a Saturday show, but I think that one's actually now sold out or very close to it. So both nights are bound to be great, and do try and get your tickets from the Artrix. Also on Friday night, the Rock Bottoms will be performing at Number 3A in Bromsgrove. Number 3A are great at promoting local artists, and they always put on such a great show and have a great vibe in that place. If you haven't been yet, do check it out. It's a fantastic venue. Also on Friday night, there's a Freddie Mercury tribute night at the Cats Hill Working Men's Club. You can find out more on their website. Always a lot of fun with those guys there. And if you're in Droitwich on Friday evening and fancy some live music there, head on down to the Gardener's Arms, as they have David Lane performing there at the Gardener's Arms. Big shout out to them. We love that pub. Moving on to Saturday the 13th of April. Would you like to find out more about Droitwich Spa? Do you like your local history? Do you, Ian?
No.
You don't? Well,
it's boring.
Well, I love this. This is a guided town walk of Droitwich, starting at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. They do it a couple of times a month, and you start off at St. Richard's House in Droitwich. And during the walk, they have actors from the Norbury Theatre perform as characters who have contributed to the historic development of Droitwich. So it's a lot of fun and really educational. You know, there'll be the old pub owner.
So you're going
to
go then?
Well, I'd like to.
No,
I love history.
You know me.
I try and go to most of these things at least once and to know what I'm talking about. So anyway, if you want more information on that, go to droitwichheritagecentre.org.uk and book onto that tour. Then at 3 p.m, get yourself over to the Victoria Ground in Bromsgrove to support our footy boys. Yes, Bromsgrove Sporting Football Club will be taking on Cambridge City at 3 p.m. You'll undoubtedly see the amazing Jason Cowley score a few goals. He's rather good, isn't he?
Three. He's going to score three this week.
You and Tristan have bets, don't you?
I've had a bet with Tristan. Yeah, he's said two. But he hasn't scored for the last 2 weeks, I believe.
Oh, so maybe this is it. We owed some. Then in the evening, some live music happening again in town. It's the second night of Genesis Connected at the Artrix. And we also have a really fun band called Moose Jaw Band performing at the Hot Pole Inn in Bromsgrove. Moose Jaw are apparently a tribute to the very best of stadium rock from the 70s to the present day. Think Journey, Aerosmith, Foreigner, Whitesnake, Van Halen, AC/DC, etc. These are my kind of guys. I love this sort of music. I'm going to have to check them out. And I hope you do too on Saturday night at the Hot Pole. We also have another band called Legend performing at Dog and Pheasant in Bromsgrove. I haven't actually seen these guys yet, so if you do go, please send us your reviews. It really helps us so we can review them next time. Then moving on to Sunday, the 14th of April. Who's feeling fit and energetic? Are you?
No.
Well, if you are, perhaps you might like to try the Droitwich Half Marathon, starting at West Acre Middle School. If you want to go and try and go along and support even, WR9OAA is the postcode for the parking. The start gun goes off at 11 a.m, so good luck you runners if you fancy doing that. Then in the afternoon on Sunday, there is a spring wedding open afternoon at the Red House Barn on Shore Lane in Bromsgrove. Pop along between 3 and 5 p.m. to meet local suppliers and get into the wedding mood for planning your wedding. If you know anyone getting married, let them know about this too. These sort of things are really useful when planning your wedding. You get to meet all the local suppliers and you get some really great ideas as well. Then on Sunday evening, we've got Kel Elliott and her three-man orchestra. The Listening Project will be performing at Fairfield Village Hall at 6:30 p.m. This is an uplifting bluesy jazz from a rousing quartet led by a double bass, they tell me, and the singer-songwriter has a very powerful voice. It sounds like a perfect Sunday night to me. Then on Monday the 15th of April, just one event to mention, but it's a good one, it's Barnum, a theatrical production at the Norbury Theatre in Droitwich. This show will actually be running until the 20th of April, so you've got a few chances to go and see it. I've been waiting for the review to come in time to talk about this on this podcast, but I haven't actually received it yet. But they've said it will go up on the Norbury Theatre website later today, so do check that out. And it's all about the circus, apparently. Apparently it's a very whimsical production. That's all I know at the moment.
On a Monday night?
On a Monday. It starts
so
on Monday.
So who goes out on a Monday night?
Yeah.
Well, people that don't work.
Well, it'll start on the 15th of April, Monday night, and it's going on until the 20th of April. So a few nights there at the Norbury Theatre. Then on Tuesday the 16th of April, just in time to amuse the kids, spring has sprung at Avoncroft. There'll be a week of crafts, activities, and a special Easter trail running until the 21st of April. So do take your little people down to that.
Don't do exciting, extravaganza.
I've already done that joke once on one podcast. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. You can email us your event details or give us a call and let us help you publicise it to all our readers and listeners of this podcast. And we're also on YouTube now as well, aren't we?
We are, yeah. There's no videos yet.
Well, soon.
But as soon as we've got some videos, you'll be able to watch them on YouTube. At the moment, you'll just see a nice little banner at the top saying Bromsgrove Standard.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for listening and have a great week. And thank you for joining me, Ian.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's Bromsgrove and Droitwich podcast. Remember, you can get daily updates on our websites, bromsgrovestandard.co.uk or droitwichstandard.co.uk. You can also email us and check us out on social media as well. We've got everything. We've got Twitter, we've got Facebook, we've got Instagram, and you can follow us on all those, and you can hang out with us on there and
give us YouTube
your views
as well. We haven't got any films on it yet, any videos on it yet, but it's there ready and waiting.
It is ready and waiting. So watch this space for the YouTube channel, and I'm sure we'll bring you some great stuff on there. In the meantime, have a great week, and we'll catch you next week.